The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Sideline Sanity with me, Michelle Tafoya, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Go to legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. We appreciate their support. They're the only company I trust when investing in gold and silver. Elizabeth Pipko, you may know her as a model. You may know her as an author. You may know her as an activist. Well, she is a fascinating human being who refuses to be canceled for her support of whatever she does, and that included in 2020 supporting Donald Trump. But she also just started Lest People Forget. It's a project. It's online. It's about the Holocaust. It's important. And I think in this day and age, when we see a lot of anti-Semitism, we see people comparing Hitler to modern day people, or comparing modern day people to Hitler, which is insane. Lest People Forget what actually happened and how families are still coping with that. It's really important stuff. And Elizabeth is a really interesting person. I don't usually like being in such close proximity to really beautiful people because I'm very insecure. But I'm going to make an exception for Elizabeth because she's so smart and she's so involved in this. I make exceptions for a lot of people. Most people are more beautiful than me, so I have to make those exceptions. But you will see that Elizabeth is stunning for those of you watching on YouTube. Beautiful woman, but more importantly, a beautiful soul with a lot to say about her religion and about the state of things. And she'll chime in on the Russia-Ukraine matter as well. That is all coming up.
For nearly three decades, she's reported the action from the sidelines. She started very young. She's covered the NBA, NFL, Olympics, and the college football and basketball national championships. And now, during these insane times in our world, Michelle Tafoya thinks we need a serious dose of sanity. This is Sideline Sanity with your host, one of the sanest people on planet Earth, Michelle Tafoya.
Elizabeth Pipko, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm excited to be here. How are you?
I'm so happy to have you. I know that you're starting this project, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I think what's important to lay the groundwork and to get people to understand a little bit about you and your perspective and your worldview is knowing that you're a first-generation American. How did your family come to America?
So my parents came separately, but both at pretty young ages. My mom was 10. My dad was, I believe, 20 or 21. They both escaped, just like the story everyone has heard. They escaped the former Soviet Union, my mother from Russia, my father from Estonia, basically for a better life. My mom was younger, so her escape was either a little easier or she just doesn't remember it as clearly as my dad does. But my dad's was pretty brutal. He said goodbye to his father, my grandfather, thinking that he might one day see him again, and he never did. So I mean it quite a bit when I say people don't understand what a lot of people leave behind when it comes to coming to America.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I would assume that that adds to your gratitude for being born here.
More than anything. It's like a weird combination of gratitude and like insane amounts of pressure to make that move worth it. You know, So I am more than proud to be here, but I also have a lot on my shoulders when it comes to making that whole trip worth it, you know.
You've really, in spite of being a model and being a spectacular author and all the things that you do, you started coming into the political fray mostly in 2020. What kind of got you to that point?
Yeah, so it's quite the story. I was modeling when I was very young, and then when I was about 19 or 20, I believe it was, Donald Trump announced that he was running for president. And I had lived in New York City my entire life, so I obviously knew who he was. I've also been a competitive figure skater most of my life. A lot of people don't know that. So I had skated at his rink in Central Park. So I'd actually seen him around as a little girl. I had, you know, had lunches in Trump Tower with my babysitter when I was little. So that's who Donald Trump was to me. I was more than curious about what was going on. And I ended up volunteering for his campaign, I think maybe 3 or 4 times before I realized that I wanted to, you know, change the world as little 21-year-old Elizabeth wanted. So sent a letter to the campaign data director, got myself a job, ended up, I think, one of the younger staffers on that campaign. We made a man president. I hid all of that from the world so I could continue modeling and doing all the things I wanted to do. And then it kind of came out and I decided with that platform I should do something. So I've kind of been in and out of politics since then, but it's like a weird combination of wanting to use, you know, the connections I have, the people I've met, the platform I've built to change things, and also trying to balance the fact that a lot of people in different industries that I'm also a part of don't want to work with me anymore because of that. So I'm trying to kind of steer the ship the right way, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. You need a compass and maybe a couple of them.
Exactly.
In these seas, in this day and age, what does it tell you about the state of America that you had to hide your political leanings in order to keep modeling and doing the other things you wanted to do?
It's the best way to put it is that everything my parents and grandparents kind of warned me about growing up from where they came from, it's all beginning to see the light in the greatest country in the world. And that's super unfortunate. I never understood how that was possible. I obviously don't want to compare America to the former Soviet Union, but I never understood what it meant to not be free. You know, I was born and raised in New York City, one of the most amazing places in the world. In America, I didn't know anything different. So when 2016 came around and my parents started saying things like, oh, this is what we used to talk about. This is what we used to see. This is what I remember back from, you know, back home. It's a scary feeling. It's honestly less about seeing it here because I don't think a lot of people realize it yet, but it's about learning from history and realizing that very young people, including my parents, escaped those very similar rules where you weren't allowed to be free to literally have your own political ideas in whatever industry you wanted to be in. So it's a scary time, but I think it's also an opportunity to learn from very, very close past and hopefully change before it gets, you know, too late in this country.
So where do you find yourself now? As you said, that there are people who don't want to work with you in the modeling industry. You've written books. You just posted a piece in Newsweek, an opinion column, which we'll get to in a moment because it's so important what you're up to. But, you know, how do you find yourself, as you said, navigating these waters?
I honestly think it's just about being 1,000,000% true to yourself, which I know sounds super cliche, but beyond the political, you know, divide that we have in the country are a lot of people that have a reason for the things that they believe in. And I think if I can be 1,000,000,000% myself, not just on television or in these like op-eds I'm writing or anything else that I'm doing, but in one-on-one conversations, enough people will realize who I am and why I'm not a threat to them in any industry that I want to be a part of. And hopefully if I do that, I'll inspire some others to do the same. And if enough people realize that political ideas don't mean half as much as the people behind them, hopefully it'll inspire a better future for all of us.
I'm so glad you just uttered those words.
Thank you.
No, the politics don't mean half as much as the people behind them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so important. We've stopped kind of looking at each other as individuals, as humans, and started looking at each other as either, you know, the oppressed or the oppressors, evil or good, you know, white supremacist or anti-racist.
Right.
I mean, it's these camps are so clearly on polar opposites. And I'm with you. I'm terrified by it too. And so that's why I love having guests like you to try to amplify these sane voices who should, I think you will refuse to be canceled in any way, shape or form. Do you feel as though you're a victim of cancel culture, or where do you stand right now on that?
It's a good question. I don't like to feel like I'm a victim of anything, honestly. I mean, we all are a product of our circumstance. And I think one day my kid is going to want to know about what happened when I was in my 20s in America. And I really hope that to them, I don't sound like a victim. So I'm going to refuse to be a part of that. I think it's just learning to roll with what's going on around us and trying to be a part of, you know, the solution. I would love to sit at home and cry about certain modeling jobs that I've lost. But if I had done that, I wouldn't have gotten the other, you know, amazing modeling jobs that I've gotten. So I think it's just about pushing through, being kind, smiling to literally everyone that I meet, even if they despise me, and right, understanding that eventually I will change some minds.
Amen to that. It's great stuff. Well, you've just started a project, which is really cool. And we're going, I'll tease this. I mean, this young woman has started something that is so important, not only to her, but to a lot of people, certainly people who we've left behind in history. And I think really important to our future. We'll discuss that right after this. You know, the world is so crazy right now that even a food shortage could be coming to the United States. And that's according to economic experts who wrote that recently. That is why survival food. Yeah, think about that. Survival food is more important than ever. And you can create your own stockpile of the best-selling Four Patriots survival food kits. It's not ordinary food. We're talking good for 25 years, super survival food, hand-packed right in a family-owned facility in the USA, giving jobs to over 200 Americans. We love that. The kits are compact, sturdy, water-resistant, and stack easily. They have different breakfasts, delicious lunches, and dinners. You can make these meals in less than 20 minutes. Just add boiling water, simmer, and serve. And we hope that you're able to boil your water on your gas stove. Right now, you can go to 4patriots.com. Use the code Michelle with one L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, to get 10% off your first purchase of anything in the store, including this three-month survival kit. You'll get their famous year-long guarantee after you order, plus free shipping on orders over $97. They're called 4Patriots because a portion of every sale is donated to charities who support our veterans and their families. Just go to 4patriots.com. That's the number 4patriots.com and use code Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, to get 10% off. That's 4patriots.com, code Michelle. Start building your own stockpile today. All right, Elizabeth, I'm going to read the first little bit of your piece in Newsweek, which printed or dropped, I should say, on January 17th of this year. In 10 days, we will mark another Holocaust Remembrance Day. January 27th commemorates the liberation of the Auschwitz-Birkenau. Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Death camp by Soviet soldiers in 1945. And it is likely to pass with few lessons learned yet again. We have become numb to our own harsh reality and dark history. Why is this issue so important to you, Elizabeth?
Combination of things. I'd say A, the family history that I mentioned. I'm also a very proud Jew. Always have been, hopefully always will be. But a couple of months ago, I was actually having a conversation with some girls about 10 years younger than me. I'd say they were teenagers, young teenagers, who I realized at the moment did not know what the Holocaust was. And for someone whose family has gone through what mine has, I was beyond shocked, but also just kind of angry that I hadn't noticed, you know, the problem was this big. I was really upset with myself. So I thought everyone else is being incredibly innovative and trying to change the world, then I might as well jump in and do the same. So I sat with some amazing people who explained, I'd say, all of technology to me because I was not great at it. I learned about decentralized technology and this Web3, which is like sweeping the world that all young people are trying to be involved with now. And I thought, what if we incorporate that to do something super interesting and provide a platform to anyone and everyone, but especially young people, so they'll feel not only inspired to do something cool, but inspired to actually lead the way, which would be the reversal of what we've seen thus far. So hoping that it catches on and over the next few years, we see it grow and grow. That would be amazing.
All right. For those of us old fogies, what is decentralized technology? What is this Web3 thing?
So I'm sure you've heard the amount of people talking about crypto and everything else.
Yes.
And to a lot of people, it sounds pretty scammy. So I wanted to avoid all the scamminess and just be as clean and clear as possible. Basically, we're trying to put all the materials from the Holocaust in individuals' hands. So there's different ways that people can get involved. It's all on lestpeopleforget.com. But there's technology that you can download, which basically gives you all the material that's on the website, which will hopefully be submitted by more people who have stories and connections to the Holocaust. And that way the material can be protected forever from being altered or destroyed. There's also a way that you can contribute to the domain, basically staying on this decentralized domain that lasts forever and also can't be taken down. So I think it goes into this topic of censorship that everyone's very afraid of now. So I just wanted to get young people excited to kind of protect this material. And this is one way to do that.
That is a fantastic use of your platform. Again, it's lestpeopleforget.com. I just logged on for the first time and it's lovely to look at. You can share your story if you have a story. there are, oh, wow, there's just, it's like a tour through some of this really horrifying history. It is disappointing to me that young people don't know what the Holocaust is. It speaks a little bit to the lack of education in this country. It speaks to the lack of attention to all religion in this country, I think, because Jews were clearly prosecuted because of their religion. What's the feedback been like so far? I know it's been a short time, but this is really exciting.
Thank you. No, it's been really good. I think for older people, they're very confused. Younger people are more excited to get involved. So as difficult as that is to deal with, I think it's a really good flip. You know, I'm liking seeing the reversal because I'm hoping somewhere there's, you know, a grandmother who's going to call her grandson to explain this to her so they can work on this together. And, you know, he can learn in the process and she can know that he was excited to be a part of that. So I expected this and I'm happy that it's happening. It's also very relevant. We, I think, all know what Kanye West said and did a few months ago. So I think a lot of young people may know tiny bits about the Holocaust, unfortunately, solely from him, which is why you can also go to educatekanye.com and it'll direct you straight to Lest People Forget. But I just think it's a really good time to let people get involved who otherwise wouldn't, which unfortunately right now is the younger generation.
Yeah, and maybe the most important generation in exactly. A long time, because we're sending them into a future where we need informed people, we need educated people, we need honest people, we need transparency, we need reality and truth out there and not just someone else's view of what that is or what it should be. This is amazing. I mean, I'm looking at, there's a letters section on this website and there are letters here from Auschwitz in 1944. And this is remarkable to look at. Where did you get all of this?
So when I started, I actually just posted on Instagram asking if people had stories they wanted to share. I visited a few people who I'd known who had small collections, either in a museum or at home. And there's actually so much more. I just wanted to kind of launch with like a very small amount so people could take it in one step at a time. There's one letter in there in the letter section, I believe, from someone who was number 46 in Auschwitz, like literally the first, one of the first groups to be brought over there. And I think that's a lot for someone to kind of witness. So I wanted a few things on there at a time, but the amount of stories that I've gotten just this week alone, I'm very excited to add them to the website. We're going to have personal story sections, a letter section, and I'm hopefully over the next few months or maybe even years, we'll have quite the database in there. So anytime anyone wants to have a question answered or understand in hopefully minutes what the Holocaust is all about, we'll be able to provide that for them.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world, whether it's the war in Ukraine, whether it's the stock market, whether it's what your kid's education is going to look like in 2 years, a lot of things that you don't have control over. So you want to feel a measure of control in some really important aspects of your life. And I would argue that your financial future is among the most important things in your life. Legacy Precious Metals can talk to you about why silver and gold and investing in precious metals can make a difference in your long-term financial plans. Legacy is the only company I trust when investing in gold and silver because they do a really good job of explaining to you as an individual how they can fit your needs, what it can do for your IRA or your 401k. How much gold do you need to purchase? Is gold better than silver? Is silver better than gold? All those things. I encourage you to download their free investment guide and to maybe give them a call. You can download the free investment guide at legacypminvestments.com. Just keeping in mind that PM stands for precious metals. legacypminvestments.com. You can also speak directly to one of their IRA experts at 866-528-1903, 866-528-1903. Talk to them. Do it soon. Remember 2008, that financial meltdown? Those who invested in gold saw huge gains and others lost their retirements. So get a hold of them, 866-528-1903 or legacypminvestments.com. I this is remarkable. I'm so impressed that you've done this, and I'm so grateful that you've done this. I mean, we have a Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. Not everyone gets to get there, right?
Exactly.
So, but almost everyone has access to the web. Again, it's lestweforget.com or educatekanye.com, which will take you right
here. Yeah, lest people forget or educate Kanye. Yeah.
Lestpeopleforget.com. Good on you. This is fantastic. Before I let you go, I'd love to get your thoughts on the state of things in Ukraine and the war that's taking place there, the place that Russia holds in the world, and you know, what you see as the best possible outcome there.
That is quite the loaded question.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like there's like two problems going on at once. There's the actual war in Ukraine, which is horrific. And then there's kind of what the media and, you know, political polarization has created in the U.S., which is why so many people have literally taken sides in the United States in a war that we should have literally no involvement in when it comes to, you know, a high school student in the middle of the country who is just seeing different social media influencers that they follow tell them all about it. So I'm very uncomfortable by what the war has kind of become over here and in our media and how polarized we are here. If we say we either support Ukraine or don't, I'm confused by it. I'm uncomfortable by it. So I think that is a huge problem. At the same time, the war is obviously a horrific problem as well. Russia wants to take over the world. They don't know how else to say it. And Ukraine is in their way and they will do whatever it takes to stop them. And it's very hard to watch, especially for someone who most of my family came from that region of the world, including Ukraine. So I think it's just about keeping everyone in your prayers. If you look at the photos and videos, I mean, the deaths are horrific. And it's about understanding that in the U.S., we might not understand everything about world history. We're a very young country and we're very lucky to live free and not in any kind of threat like Ukrainians are living under right now. And to kind of take it one day at a time with the way that we like to get involved and share all our views when people are dying literally every minute.
For a young woman, you are quite wise, and I will credit just your own brain, but also the way you've been raised. Clearly, you know, it's remarkable, and I am so pleased to have you on again. I would encourage people to check out the website, and we'll post this, lestpeopleforget.com, L-E-S-T, in case you don't know how to spell that, lestpeopleforget.com, or educatekanye.com will take you right there. And you're brave. And you're good. And I appreciate your stepping up where there needs to be some gaps filled in. And you're starting to do that. Kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you so, so much.
Elizabeth Pipko, it's great to talk to you. I hope we can have you back. In the meantime, everyone, thanks for listening. This has been Sideline Sanity. I'm Michelle Tafoya. Don't forget, do good like Elizabeth's doing and be brave as she is to live by what you know to be the right things to do. Thanks, everyone. Always a good day when Charles Thorngren of Legacy Precious Metals can join us and answer some really different questions. And I thought of a few new ones for you, Charles, if that's okay. Yeah, I'm fascinated, and we hear so much about gold and silver and precious metals. So if I could just ask this broad question, what is the role of gold in a portfolio?
Great question. And when we look at that, and the answer to that is, has a couple of different features to it. It depends on the individual. But its main purpose is the insurance policy for your finances. It is meant to be the foundation by which you do all other things, right? We know that gold and silver have an inverse relationship to the dollar. It protects your purchasing power. So when we invest, that's what we're saying. We want to make sure that we have the ability to manage our money and have our money do what we need it to do for us. It's not the collection of dollars for dollars' sake, but for what it does for us, how we pay our bills, how we retire, how we feed our family, how we go on and bless others and donate to causes we believe in. That's what money does for us. It's not the dollar itself. It's the thing it provides for us. And what gold does is make sure that that money continues to have purchasing value.
Because there are times we find that, hey, my money doesn't have the same purchasing value it had last month.
Absolutely. And this is a unique time. We're seeing it. This term called hyperinflation, which usually refers to, you know, inflation in the 18s and 20%. I consider this a time of hyperinflation because it's so much more than what we're normally used to, right? When we prepare and we budget and we say, this is the course of my life and this is how I'm going to do things, this is where I'm going to put my money, we use some basic numbers, 2-3% inflation. That's what the Fed says is good. But that's not even great. Over a lifetime, that's a lot of inflationary loss to your dollar. But when you have a period where it jumps to the points where we're at now, and we're in the 8.5s, 9s, going to be into the double digits soon, in this short a time frame, that's a hyperinflation situation to me, because it throws everything off dynamically and so radically.
You do see us going into double digits, huh?
Absolutely. The Fed even sees us going into double digits. You know, there was an interesting report where one of the Fed chairmen were saying, 2023, we're not going to talk about that, but in 2024, by summer, we may be able to start to drop the interest rates. When someone tells me they're in charge of something, but they say this new year that's coming, just forget about that completely. We're not even going to talk about that. That's a bad sign.
They don't want you to think about it.
Exactly.
They want you to look past it and sort of
write it off right now. Just don't even think about it. It's going to be bad. But hey, 2024, though, you know, and interestingly enough, right around the time of an election, they want to start talking about what they're going to do.
Isn't that fascinating? That timing is just really interesting. Before we finish up here, I'm always fascinated with how gold is priced. How do we get a price of gold?
You know, the spot price of gold is really determined by the world market, the London Bullion Exchange, right? And this has been for hundreds of years now, sets a price, and the rest of the world revolves around that. Now, our currency will determine how much more than it is in the pound and things like that. And there's a calculation for it. But that's one of the great things about gold and silver. Their value is recognized around the world. No matter what currency, what country you're in, it has value. I just recently come back from a trip where I was overseas not that long ago, and I bring gold with me everywhere I go. Not a lot, so don't try to catch me in the airport. but I have something that is valuable no matter where I'm at. I can go anywhere in any country and turn that into its currency in no time at all.
You're talking about carrying around physical gold?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. You walk around with dollars?
How much is safe to carry around if you're, well, no, you're right. So if, and that gold is going to have the same value across the board, no matter where I go, right?
Because very slight deviations, yeah. But it's not very large.
Okay.
You know, usually less than 1% difference in the price.
This is really interesting. I can't let you go before I ask you this, because I'm picturing you now walking around with some gold coins in your pocket. I'm thinking, wow, that would feel risky. But when you go into another country, for instance, with some gold, how easy is it for you to go say, here, I want to exchange this for, or, you know, I'm assuming you're not going to a restaurant and slapping down a gold bullion or something.
No, but you could overseas. In certain places of the world, they recognize that just like regular currency.
Wow.
But I wouldn't use gold.
But it's easy to exchange once you get to another country?
Yeah. Just very easy. Most of the time you can do it at the airport. Same places where they change currency. A lot of them will change metals too.
And is physical bullion the best way to go?
It is. It really is.
When you're traveling or always in any investment in gold?
You know, there's certain things you can do outside of just bullion that may make sense once you've laid a portfolio down, right? Diversity in metals is important too. But your basis for all investments should be your basic bullion, whether it's gold or silver. You want to have that foundation set in the base metal itself, giving you the most value that you can get.
And obviously, every person's situation is unique. So why not just call and speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, 866-528-1903, or they can always download your free investor's guide, right? It's at legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Do you have any gold on you right now?
I do. Give me half a second.
I got to see this. I just want to see. I mean, it seems like almost like in the old days when you walk around with that, you know, Mr. Scrooge and his gold coins in his pocket. Not that you're Scrooge. Can you sort of turn it around and show us that? That's now for our listeners, they're not going to be able to see what we're seeing, but you've got a little container and they're kind of the size of half dollars, right?
Yeah. Just about a half dollar. And this is the American Gold Eagle. And this is $22,000 worth of metal.
Yikes. Charles isn't messing around and neither are we, but please go get your questions answered. This is such an important time to be thinking about your money, your long-term play, in addition to every short-term concern that you have. Charles, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And you know what? 2023 is coming. Call now, find out so you can make your decisions before then.
Yes, and before the elections again, yes. And they can tell us what they're going to tell us then. They're telling you to overlook 2023. That means now's the time to inquire.
Absolutely.
Again, legacypminvestments.com. Charles Thorngren, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.